Growing up the youngest in a big family is always hard, but being the only boy with four older sisters seems impossible.
I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest.
My name is Will Tamke.
Luckily, he does not always have to face this problem alone. When Will was four, Will's oldest sister, Sarah, brought home Adam Hare for the first time. Will admitted, "I don't remember meeting Adam. This 15-year-old boy had no idea that in 8 years he would have created a strong friendship and brotherhood with the little boy in the high chair across the room." Will is now 12 and has treated Adam like a brother ever since the day they met, and Will plans to keep it that way forever.
Well, I'm the youngest,
and then we have Sarah,
who is our oldest. Is she the fifth youngest, or is she the oldest?
Both.
Yeah, she has a boyfriend.
Tell me about him.
His name is Adam Hare.
Do you like Adam?
I like Adam.
Really? Why do you like him?
He's fun, and he is in medical school.
How do you think of Adam as? Do you think of him as just a friend, or do you think of him as like a brother?
Yeah,
or
that.
Like a brother?
Mm-hmm.
What does Adam do with you that's fun?
He plays COD with me.
And what's COD?
Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2, Call of Duty Black Ops, and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Yes.
Along with video games, Adam plays real life sports with Will as well.
Do you guys ever play football together?
Yeah. He plays on his knees, and I play on my legs, and they still don't get past him.
Tailgate golf?
Who's better at tailgate golf?
Me.
Why do you think you're better than him? Do you usually win?
No.
Then how are you better?
Because I win sometimes, and I'm better. Adam taught me how to play paper football, and after a while, he always like made the field goal and hit me in the eye, so I had to wear goggles.
Okoboji. It's a big lake, and we go tubing.
When was the last time you went tubing? Was it fun?
Uh-huh. When we were on there, we had a big wave, and Adam flipped all the way off, but then like the tube flipped upside down, and then I was still hanging on, still underwater, but then a big wave hit again and it flopped it over, and when I was hanging on through airborne and then flopped back down. It was crazy.
Did he fell off though?
Yeah.
Like any good brothers, Will and Adam have stayed together through sickness and in health. Both boys have seen each other experience food poisoning.
They have this pig, and so then it's like on a stick and it's out there, and we all got sick.
You all got sick?
What? Yeah.
Well, tell me about that.
Well, Adam has some bowel movement problems, if you know what I mean. He just had some pooping problems. I didn't.
Although Will wasn't affected then, he too learned what it was like to have bad meat.
Then I was tired, so I said, "It's time for Willy Nilly to go to bed." And everyone else was, like, sleeping. And Adam was just, like, after I went upstairs, he just started, like, cracking up. And they were like, "What are you laughing about?" And he just said, Will just said, "It's time for Willy Nilly to go to bed." But then it was terrible that night because the hamburger was too undone. And I had food poisoning that night, and I was, like, up all night throwing up.
Although Will hasn't known Adam his entire life, he can't imagine a life without him.
Do you remember a time without him being there?
No, not really.
Do you think that you and Adam will stay close your entire life?
Yes.
Why do you think that? Why don't you think that maybe when you get older you'll be distanced?
I don't know, because we're the same family.
When we're at dinner, like, doesn't even, like, feel... Just our family, just feel like our whole family is there without Adam there.